Welcome to Geek Nerd Tech. Today we have Mark Zuckerberg discussing Oculus, and we have hashtag delete Uber. This is going to be a great show today. Let's go.
The days of the blameless are known to the Lord.
Yes, sir. Welcome to Geek Nerd Tech on Black Hollywood Live. I'm Akili Shine. Today I have a very special guest, my man, talented artist, musician, and entrepreneur. A Bells is in the building.
How's it going? Yeah, good to
be
here.
My man.
Thank you,
sir. Man. Absolutely, man.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you, man. And how's everything with you, man?
It's good, man. It's good.
For sure, man. Just cooking?
Yeah, just cooking, man. Just taking it as it comes, man.
Yes, sir. So we talk a lot about hip-hop on the show when we come in, and today we actually came into some of your music, man. What is this, OMG?
Yeah, OMG. It's a single off the Catch Me If You Can Part 2 album we released about a year ago.
Yes,
so
sir.
We're just trying to build that. Hopefully we'll have some visuals for it coming soon.
There it is, man. I know you're a big hip hop dude, in terms of history and knowledgeable about facts and all that stuff. So it's good to have you just on the show, man. I appreciate you spending the time and coming through.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to get into it, man. We have a lot of great topics we're going to cover today. And the first one being, man, I don't know if you're hip to this, but, the FCC is shutting down, a program that is helping, provide internet to, you know, poor people. And so, you know, the government during the Obama administration had a program that was subsidizing internet access so that people that, you know, didn't make enough money or make as much money could actually have broadband services to their home and also to their schools. But now with the Trump administration, those things are becoming obsolete, and the FCC is actually stopping that program. So I wanted to ask you, like, just in terms of what do you think about that as, you know, as a program, as a policy that, you know, a lot of us in America and some of our cities don't have the ability to be able to get information that will help, you know, promote and funnel our dreams and our imagination, and how dependent we are on the internet, you know, with our phones, with our tablets, and, you know, just being able to plug in with our computers, like not being able to have that access because you don't have the money, like that's going to hurt a lot of people. What do you think?
I definitely feel like in this age and generation of we've been boiled down to where we have to have it. It's almost to where it's like you cannot live without the internet or without that social network or without that information, because these cable companies, movie theaters, or wherever they were initially getting this information from, that's where they're getting it from now, the internet platform. So if it's taken away from like kids learning in school or not being able to have that outlet, I feel like that's not right. Like, it's, I don't know. I don't really understand, like, what was the program based on? Like,
so it was a program called Lifeline, and essentially it provided about 13 million people like a $10 monthly credit where they are able to use that to buy internet within the home. And also the Lifeline program also, like I said, gave internet to a lot of schools in a lot of urban communities. And so now what under the Trump administration, what they're saying is they want to regulate this a little bit better because they want to see if there's people trying to take advantage of the credit, if they actually need the credit, if people are hustling. And so that's kind of what it is. But in them kind of like, you know, preventing this to happen, a lot of young people are suffering because, hey, a lot of kids do their homework using the internet.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, if they don't have, they come home, they don't have that, it's like, it kind of puts them at a disadvantage. And so that's the argument. It's like, well, okay, I get the fact that you want to regulate and make sure that no one's taking advantage or that money is being used appropriately. But let's look at the upside that, you know, kids are able to, like I said, build upon their dreams and really, you know, learn skills and develop things because of having that access. And so that's the point.
Yeah, so I feel like, not to really tap into the whole travel ban issue, but it's kind of the same concept of holding a whole demographic accountable for, you know, a certain amount of people's actions or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, it might be a certain amount of people that's taking advantage of it, which they could tap in and use that as an excuse to take away these privileges for inner city kids, right, or, you know, people that really need this to further their progress.
Absolutely. I think just knowing a lot of the limitations that, you know, a lot of us have, you know, the internet, like you said, is such an integral thing how it's really like tied into our livelihood. Like, you know, you can't go anywhere without, you know, having some sort of device that's plugged into the internet. And so like to be able to say now, because you can't afford it, now you're shut out. Like that really just, it really hurts a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that, there's some advocacy and a lot of, protests against this, because I think it is affecting those 13 million people that were using it and benefiting from it. And
wow, 13 million,
that's crazy. Yes, sir. So, quick question for you. Are you still a cable guy? Do you still have cable at the house?
No, I don't have cable.
Really? You cut the cord?
No, cut the cord.
How long ago?
Ever since the Fire Stick came out.
Got you, man. So, well, that's the thing, man. I mean, I'm sure you know a lot of these cable companies will charge you for a certain amount of speed. And when you're actually using it in your crib, you're not getting the speed.
Okay, well,
the speed test is not accurate.
As far as internet, I do experience that, because so I just moved into a new apartment, and I had initially 50 megabytes per second, and it was like, you know, I would just try to download a game on Xbox, and it was going like way too slow. I was getting probably like 4 megabytes per second,
right?
Because it shows you what download speed is,
right?
So we upped it to 100 megabytes per second, and then now it only downloads at half that percent,
right?
Or maybe less, like depending on the time of the day or depending on how many devices I have hooked up in my house, it might move at a less speed, but right. I've never got what was promised to me.
Precisely. So this is what's happening. Time Warner, which was acquired by Charter Communications, and they merged and created what is now Spectrum, which is
your internet provider.
So what they're offering is like, hey, we'll give you, you know, 100, 200, 300 megabytes per second. And then when cats were actually using it, they noticed that they were getting like literally 15% of what they were paying for. And so the lower amount of megabytes per second people were paying for, the higher the speed was. But if you paid for the top tier, you were getting the lowest.
Okay,
and
yeah.
So this was happening. It's happening all over, but especially in New York. So,
So you're saying the higher? So if I upgrade to 300%, I mean 300 megabytes, yeah, my percentage would be lower.
Yeah. So they were taking people's money essentially. It's like robbing people. Yeah, like, hey, we'll give you the 300. But, you know, we're gonna drop you down to 15%. And so hopefully you won't notice. And so essentially people noticed. And there's a lawsuit now that has been filed in New York, in the state of New York, where, you know, they're trying to get the plaintiffs, you know, $4 to $5 grand each. And it's like millions of people that are part of this lawsuit. And so they're arguing that, you know, Time Warner, Charter, Spectrum was taking advantage of people and hustling them, you know, promising them something and not delivering. And so my question to you is, like, how do you know what you're paying for? Like, how do you guarantee that, you know, if you're paying, you know, $100, $200 a month for your internet, that you're actually getting those speeds that deliver you that information?
Yeah, because it's crazy, because you call these companies and it's almost like they'll tell you like, oh, well, how many devices do you have hooked up to your modem? Maybe you need to upgrade to your system. And then these jobs are outsourced to people that really don't even know what they're telling you. You know, because I'm dealing with somebody on the phone that's in India or